Welcome to yet another edition of the Kentucky 15, the one stop for your UK news, recaps, and storylines brought to you in 15 minutes or less. None of that fluff, no wasted time, nothing off topic. 15 minutes of or less of what you need to know about the state of Kentucky basketball. So here we go. Clock starts now. I want to be clear. I do not think Calipari is going anywhere. I do not think Calipari is on the hot seat. Nothing like that at all. But this is what I'll say. It's been a very stressful year. Last year with no postseason, going into this year, no offseason, and you know the Cats were looking very rough, obviously. Coach Kenny Payne leaving, you know, he had already lost Dwayne Peavy as well. And so I think the future for Calipari is maybe a little shorter than we thought. You know, he got that quote-unquote lifetime extension where basically I think Mitch told him he could be here almost as long as he wanted to be. I don't think that's going to happen now. I think that's going to be a lot shorter than it was 2 years ago. I think you can see this has been very difficult on Coach Cal this season especially. And then you get kind of the backlash over the players kneeling at the COVID situation. You've got Kenny Payne leaving him, one of his most trusted assistant coaches. You got Dwayne Peavy leaving him. I just don't think that the future is with Calipari at Kentucky is as long as it once was thought to be. Now, again, I don't think he's on the hot seat, but we all know that Mitch Barnhart has a short list of replacements for all the head coaches, not just Cal, but Stoops and Mingione and all the head coaches. So who should be on that short list? And I think that's an interesting topic of conversation. So I'm going to give you in kind of a few different categories. I'm going to give you current head coaches in college that I think would be good replacements. I'm going to give you some maybe more traditional, you know, ideas for potential replacements, and then a couple wild cards, okay? So let's start with current head coaches. The two that I would look to first and foremost would be Chris Beard at Texas Tech and Nate Oates at Alabama. We just watched Alabama play. They play a very modern, spaced out, high-paced, downhill, free, willing shot, you know, kind of offense, okay? And you could think of it as kind of like the Warriors. You could think of it kind of like Houston, okay, where they are going to take, you know, threes. They're going to space the floor, and they're going to try to get to the rim as well. And they're looking at threes or layups. That's about it. You know, it's not a lot of false motion. It's not a lot of wasted movement. There's not a lot of guys just kind of standing around. It is a very up-tempo, a very fast-paced, and a very green light-oriented offense. And that's what a lot of Big Blue Nation wants. You know, we kind of talked about this last podcast, but Calipari has a very outdated, old-school offense that I think a lot of people are kind of bored with. And more importantly, maybe some recruits are bored with. Maybe some recruits are not attracted to. Is that why Calipari has struggled to get dominant wings? Is that why Calipari has been striking out with some of his, the guys he wants to go after as his centers and as his fives? Is that why we haven't had that dominant point guard come in? Maybe, okay? So maybe it's that style of offense. Nate Oates has it, okay? And just as important, Nate Oates can recruit, okay? So he is putting together a very solid year. I mean, they're undefeated in the SEC, and they are looking to be the top team. They already knocked off Tennessee, okay? So I would say Nate Oates is a name to keep in mind. And to be honest, I really like the energy that Alabama had on the bench. I really like the interaction that Nate Oates had, not just with his players, but also with his coaching staff. And I liked how he greeted them out of timeouts and you know sent them back out onto the floor. I think Nate Oates is a high-energy, charismatic coach that Big Blue Nation would like. The second one is Chris Beard from Texas Tech. Now, probably most importantly for Chris Beard is he just coached in a national championship game. You know, they lost to Virginia, but he knows what it takes to get to the national title game. That is very big for any coach coming to Kentucky. You look at, bringing in Calipari. Calipari had been in the national title game, and he had taken UMass to the Final Four. So previous success is pretty important, and Beard has that. Secondly, he is fiery. He is passionate. He is energetic. He's maybe, you know, kind of closer to the personality of like a Tubby where he's got that look. You know, we all remember Tubby's eyes. Chris Beard has that look, but he loves his players. He's very energetic. He's always fist pumping and ready to pump up his guys and be excited. And he is a great defensive coach. Now, offensive end, maybe not as great, okay? But it's, I guarantee you, it's better than what we see right now with Calipari and this staff. Chris Beard, again, it's kind of a pressure defense, a no middle defense, very exciting. He creates a lot of turnovers. His team creates a lot of turnovers. They get out in transition. They score. He can recruit as well. You know, he had the Culver who went high in the draft, and he was able to kind of recruit in Mac McClung when he transferred from Georgetown. But his recruiting would be even better and probably even easier if he landed the big, you know, a blue blood like Kentucky. It's obviously a lot easier to recruit guys at Kentucky than it is to Lubbock, Texas, for Texas Tech. Okay, so I think Chris Beard, another up-and-coming coach, you know, who has success, who can recruit, but also has the personality that I think Big Blue Nation would like. Now, let's go a little bit more towards the obvious, okay? When Calipari left UMass, guess what happened? One of his assistants replaced him, okay, and Bruiser Flint. When Calipari left Memphis, what happened? One of his assistants replaced him, and Josh Pastner. So we have to think about that, okay? And first and foremost, I would say Kenny Payne. While he's not on staff right now, he's been there for years. He's with the Knicks. Who better to replace Cal than Kenny Payne? Okay, he knows Kentucky. He knows the culture. He knows the expectations, not just of the team, but of the head coach. He is in the NBA, so his great ability to recruit is only getting better now that he has that NBA cred, that NBA street rap, you know, as well. So I think Kenny Payne would be a great, you know, replacement, and he fits that mold of when Calipari leaves, Calipari likes for one of his assistants to get that job. Another, and then you got to look at Joel Justice. You got to look at Lucas as well. Okay, those are two young guys. Joel Justice was named one of the top 40 coaches under 40 in college basketball. Now, does he have that charisma? Does he have that personality that, you know, Cal has and Rick Pitino has? I don't know. I don't see that as much. You know, again, head coaching experience, there's not much there. NBA experience, there's not much there. But he is in the Calipari coaching tree. He came to Calipari very young, and he's been here for several years now. He has been a proven recruiter, okay? So I think that's another one. Again, you have to look at it kind of like a Josh Pastner, him and Lucas both in the same mold there, that maybe one of those two. Again, Calipari could be coaching for 3 more years, 5 more years, 10 more years. By then, you know, who knows where either Lucas or Justice are, but with that as that you know, kind of experience and credential of being a Calipari assistant, that holds a lot of water when we look at who would be on the shortlist, okay? And that doesn't mean A.D. Barnhart, that doesn't mean he has to do what UMass did and replace Cal with one of his assistants. Doesn't mean he has to do what Memphis did and replace Cal with one of his assistants. But we see that precedent, okay? And when Cal goes out on his own accord, I think the AD, whether it be Mitch or someone else, I think the AD will probably respect, you know, quite a bit and lean on Cal's, you know, advice and Cal's expertise. And if he's sitting there saying, hey, the best person for the job is Joel Justice, the best person for the job is Kenny Payne, then they're probably going to listen, okay? Now, will that happen? I don't know. Again, I think Chris Beard would be a better hire. I think Nate Oates would be a better hire. But, you know, again, you can't ignore precedent. Now, some of the more out of left field ones. I think you could look at Travis Ford. Okay, he has struggled. Okay, you know, especially Oklahoma State wasn't the best experience for him, but he's at SLU, and St. Louis University so far has been good, and they're one of the favorites to win the Atlantic 10. He's been recruiting as well. It's not just winning, but he's been bringing in some top 100 recruits. That's big. I mean, for the next replacement or the first replacement for Calipari, that's big, being able to recruit and being able to have won games. I think if Travis Ford can go win the A-10 a few times, that's huge. Get to the tournament few times, that's huge. Could he go somewhere else before Kentucky, maybe closer to a major program, you know, even like a NC State or even like a Georgia Tech or whatever, then yeah, that would be even better. But, you know, he's at St. Louis. That's somewhat kind of local to Kentucky, you know, not too many hours away. So, you know, as far as geographic and recruiting the same kind of area, you know, he's doing that. So I think Travis Ford, you know, again, personality-wise, I'm not quite sure. I put him maybe more like a Justice where they don't have that almost politician-like personality. But he's starting to play his or coach his way back into that national scene. Okay, another one, kind of long shot here. Wes Miller at UNC Greensboro. I mean, he's by all accounts, he is a highly respected young coach. He's up and coming. He's having success. He's starting to recruit as his name gets bigger and UNC Greensboro gets bigger. He's having more and more success. Now, he's probably more along the lines of replacing a Roy Williams at UNC, but he's still a name that needs to be on the list. Mike Boynton at Oklahoma State, he brought in Cade Cunningham. Yeah, sure, he's got Cade Cunningham's brother, but he's also getting wins. He just knocked off Kansas, right? Oklahoma State, to be honest, is a lot better this year than I thought they would be. It's not just Cade Cunningham. He has that team playing very well, okay? Now, you bring in you show that you can bring in, you know, big, you know, star-studded recruits like Cade Cunningham and coach them. Again, that's what Kentucky wants. That's what Kentucky looks for, okay? Kim English, he's the top assistant at Tennessee. He is a phenomenal recruiter, probably the best recruiter, you know, outside of any head coaches, probably the best recruiter in the SEC. He has been linked to, you know, potential head coaching positions before. He is very highly respected. You look at, you know, since Rick Barnes has been at Tennessee, what he's been able to do with that program, Kim English is the number one reason why. He is a great recruiter. He's a great developer of talent, okay? So he knows the SEC. He knows those battles. He knows those expectations. So I think he's a big name. And kind of the most dark horse all throughout there is Brian Michelson. I'd be surprised if many of you guys have heard of Brian Michelson, but he is an assistant at Gonzaga. He was the most important recruiter for Jalen Suggs. So he's responsible for bringing in the number one point guard in this class. You look at Gonzaga, they are phenomenal, okay? Not only do they defend, but they play a modern style of basketball. They play an NBA style of basketball. So Kentucky wanting to, a lot of Big Blue Nation wanting to kind of re-energize the offense, boom, there it is. You look at, you know, someone who comes from the Mark Few coaching tree, and Mark Few is a phenomenal coach. Sure, he doesn't play in a major conference, but he is a phenomenal coach. Look at what he's doing with the Zags. Look at that template they have in place there, that recipe for success they have in place at Gonzaga. Well, Brian Michelson has been there since the year 2000. He walked on as a player, okay? And then he has stayed on as a grad assistant, and then he's worked his way onto the coaching staff. Again, a phenomenal recruiter who was responsible for bringing in Jalen Suggs. This is massive, okay? I think Brian Michelson, few more years, I think he could be a big name to watch as well. If it's not Kentucky, I can guarantee he's going to land a big job somewhere, sometime in the near future, okay? But going back to it, I think you got to look at Kenny Payne, all right? You know, look at Michigan right now. They have Juwan Howard, you know, getting Michigan into the top five. And if you haven't seen Michigan play, they are a very good team. They run a lot of good actions, and they spread the floor, and they're free to shoot, and they've got some big men. They're phenomenal defensively, okay? You just look at what they did to Wisconsin. But Juwan Howard, you know, after his playing days, you know, got in the NBA. He's been assistant coach in the NBA for several years and built up that you know, not only that IQ, that basketball IQ, that knowledge, but also, again, some street cred there with recruits and knowing what it takes to get to the next level. I think that's Kenny Payne now. Kenny Payne can be the next Juwan Howard, right, where spends some years as an assistant coach in the NBA, then comes back to the college game and has that NBA, you know, kind of X's and O's mindset, and the NBA game's ahead of the college game. And I think that's just probably the best way to go as of now. Now, who knows what will change, okay? I mean, Kenny Payne could decide to stay in the NBA, or, you know, Mitch might not even be there, or, you know, Cal might not go anywhere anytime soon, and by the time he decides to leave, you know, Kenny's too old for that. I don't know. But I think, you know, look at Kenny Payne, look at those Kentucky assistants as the top-tier replacements. Then, depending on how soon it is, I think your Chris Beard is a great, you know, candidate, and I think Nate Oates is a great candidate, okay? But like I said before, I don't think Cal's on the hot seat. I don't think he's going anywhere this year, next year, or even the year after that. But if he had a 10-year plan, just based on how he looks and sounds this year, I think that has been shortened by a few years, okay? Guys, thanks for following. Hey, share this if you can. Like it, subscribe, all that stuff. Appreciate it. See you.